Introduction. Block 4. History of Freedom Movement in India, 1885 to 1947. In the 5 units of this block, you will be reading the fast development of national movement towards freedom. Unit 12 deals with the characteristic of home rule movement started by both B.J. Tilak and Annie Besant in 1916. Both leagues cooperated with each other and therefore divided themselves in their areas of activities. The leaders carried over the message of home rule among the masses. This movement became a powerful movement during the course of the First World War. The leaders of the league meant to keep up the spirit of Indian nationalism and therefore pleaded for home rule the movement. Thus, leadership to the nationalists kept the fire of independence burning in their hearts and prepared those for fearless freedom fighters who came forward to join the movement of Gandhi later on. Unit 13. Deal with the Khilafat movement aimed at the preservation of power and integrity of Turkey under Muslim rule and the continuance of Sultan of Turkey as Caliph of the Muslim world. The growing weakness and the first decline of Turkey before 1914 and her losses during the First World War, 1914 to 1918, threatened her with complete extinction roused with least interests of Indian Muslims and a movement was started in about 1920 for exercising pressure on England so that she must not join the destruction of Turkey and the Caliphate. This movement amongst the Indian Muslims is known as the Khilafat movement, founded by two brothers, Shaukat Ali and Muhammad Ali. Thus, the Khilafat movement led to an unprecedented union between the Indian Muslims and the Hindus and greatly strengthened the cause of Indian nationalism. Finally, the Sultan was deposed in 1923, the office of Caliph was abolished in 1924, and Turkey was declared to be a secular state by the Turks themselves. The ground was thus completely cut from beneath their feet of the movement, which soon collapsed. Unit 14 deals with the Swarajya Party founded by Motilal Nehru and C.R. Das in 1923. It aimed to attain Swarajya and they declared that after the entry in the councils, they would demand the right of framing would obstruct the constitutional functioning of the government. The election held in 1923, the Swarajists captured 48 seats at Central Council, absolute majority in central provinces, largest seats in Bengal and fairly good seats in Bombay, UP and Assam. Even in local bodies, however, the Swarajists chose to function in a positive way. After the failure of non-cooperation, the Swarajists alone put an alternative program before the people which kept their enthusiasm alive. The demand of roundtable conference was agreed by the government in 1930. Mudiman Committee and the Simon Commission were formed because of their demand and they certainly exposed the autocratic functioning of the government. The death of C.R. Das in 1925 weakened the Swarajists and in 1926, at the call of the Congress, most of them came back to the Congress, fold and its program. Unit 15 explained that the national movement for independence and self-assertion began with a cultural revival. The establishment of British rule resulted in cultural values losing their vitality and going into decline and people rising their self-confidence and developing an inferiority complex. The answer to this state of things was cultural revival. It was necessary precursor of the political movement as it was only on its basis of that political agitation, which required faith, courage and self-confidence could be built. Among the outstanding personalities who pioneered this great cultural movement were Raja Ram Mohan Roy, Dayanand Saraswati, Sir Syed Ahmed Khan, Annie Besant, Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The final unit, 16, discusses important aspects of the Government of India Act, 1919. Montague Edwin Samuel, 1879 to 1924, was the Secretary of State for India from 1917 to 1922 in Lloyd George's ministry. On August 20, 1917, he made from his place in the House of Commons the important declaration that British government's policy in India was the progressive realization of responsible government in the country. With a view to implementation of this policy, he visited India in 1917 to 1918, toured over the country of the company of Lord Chelmsford, the Viceroy, and took the leading part in drawing up the report on the main principles of which embodied in the Government of India Act 1919.